You are listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith Needham. Up next, it's Flicks at 48. We are here with our film critic, Casey T. Allen. This week, you saw the film Separation. Tell us a bit about it and your take.
For those of you who did not watch the Academy Awards ceremony on April 25th, let me explain that much of the ceremony felt like a desperate yet restrained plea to get viewers to return to movie theaters as soon as it's possible and safe. So, I went to the movie theater by myself recently to watch the new film Separation, which premiered to the public on April 30th. And I'm not thrilled with supporting the film industry when the quality of films in theaters right now is so horrible. All of the dialogue is forced and generic, and the twist near the end can be seen from miles away. If Hollywood wants to get people back into theaters, then producers, screenwriters, directors, and actors better work hard to make it worth our time.
Well, Casey, speaking of getting back into theaters, as we head into the summer months, we are seeing some highly anticipated movies on the horizon. What can we look forward to?
Later this month in May, we have Spiral that's scheduled to release on May 14th. We also have The Woman in the Window, that's a thriller mystery. And we also have Disney showing us Cruella, which will premiere on May 28th, as well as the horror film A Quiet Place Part 2 on May 28th as well. So there are more traditional, mainstream, large-scale films coming to theaters. Let's just hope they're good enough to get people interested.
Thank you, Casey. Appreciate you being here, and we'll look forward to talking movies with you next week.
Oh, yes.